When it comes to your deodorant, is it gross if other people use your deodorant? There is a mom on TikTok who says that her husband thinks that she's disgusting.
Do all of the people in your house share deodorant, or does each member that wears deodorant have their own stick of deodorant? Let me tell you why I'm asking this. I'm in the shower last night, and my husband comes in to get ready for work, and he's like, I can't find my deodorant. I'm like, it's in the drawer where it always is. He's like, I can't find it. Our son used it. I bet he took it. He's like, why can't he just have his own? And I was like, why would he have his own? I'm not paying for a whole nother stick of deodorant. He's like, you know, that's gross, right? And I was like, no, it's not. I said, me and the girls share deodorant. I said, that's not gross. He's like, yeah, but you don't have hair under your arms. And I was like, okay, but even if we did, I think we'd still share. And he's like, no, we need to get our own. I was like, am I crazy and wrong, or is he delusional? Because I personally think he's delusional.
Katie, you don't share deodorant ever, do you, with your girlfriends?
Well, with my girlfriends in a pinch, yes, but I prefer my own. I don't want your armpit juice all over my stuff.
No.
If anything, especially of the solids.
Yeah.
I would like have to cut off the top first layer in order to do it, or rub it on something else like a towel or paper towel over and over until the first layer comes off.
Yeah.
But I will say the one thing, and I don't like it, but I will say the one thing is a little bit better is the gel. I don't know if you've ever tried that, Katie.
Yeah, I don't like gel.
Okay, well, the gel, it kind of comes out of the little plastic part at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You put the gel on, and then there's no more gel. It's not like you're rubbing the same chemical. The only thing you're doing is rubbing the same part of the plastic, possibly under somebody else's armpit.
I just don't. I don't know. But in a pinch, I will borrow. No problem.
Yeah.
I have even, my husband uses the spray, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that one. Like, his scents are not the same as what I want to be using for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, we have a house deodorant. No, I can't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, if I were in a pinch, I don't think I would mind it as much because I don't envision, like when I'm putting on deodorant, it's usually right when I get out of the shower.
So you're clean.
So the stick is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would think it's the same for my wife, but maybe not because she doesn't necessarily shower every morning when she gets up and then she's putting on deodorant.
Ugh.
So it wouldn't,
I don't.
I mean, it wouldn't bother me if she wanted to use mine in a pinch if she thought hers wasn't working and mine was stronger. Maybe there's the idea that the men's deodorant is stronger, more effective.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
I think it's all marketing.
Yeah.
I know they say that secret pH balance crap, but I think it's just the chemical, the antiperspirant chemical, and this percentage, the active ingredient is on the back. That's it.
Yeah.
And then there's a scent. That's all.
It really got me, though, with the hair, because I don't want anybody's skin flakes or random stray hairs on the stick of deodorant that I'm getting ready to use on myself.
That's why the gel wouldn't have that.
Yeah, but the gel makes me feel sweaty and wet all the time.
Yeah, but I used to think that, and I think it works better because then once it dries. Now, I don't have very much hair under my armpits.
Oh, because you shave it, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Not all the way, but a lot of it because I believe that the hair, I'm sure Matt has the most hair.
Oh,
he's a man!
There's typically hair on my deodorant.
Oh,
see?
Gross.
Yeah.
It's like little armpit pubes everywhere.
Matt, you don't ever do you trim your armpit hair at all?
I don't.
Okay, I do.
No.
And you're the only one I know who does, Jason.
I don't ask. Like, I don't poll my friends.
Oh, that's
like,
do you guys
trim your armpit
about?
Hair? But I do feel like there are people that do it, especially I think when you see athletes.
Yeah.
That, you know, whether you're playing basketball and you've got the cutout or sometimes football players have that, I do feel like I'm looking and I'm like, there's no way that you don't have more hair than that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So they've got to trim it.
Well, maybe
and
it rubs
and there's
off.
A reason for that. The reason maybe. I feel is that the hair causes more sweatiness and could cause a smell more than if there was no hair. So that's why I shave a lot. Every Saturday morning, usually, I shave all different parts of my body.
Saturday morning shave fest.
Yes. Anal retentive. It's ridiculous. Let's go. Hi, good morning, Elaine. You say you don't use deodorant?
No, it's toxic.
Well, probably right.
Yeah, probably. But, like,
okay.
The argument,
I'm
though.
I'm going to tell you, first of all, I would never share deodorant.
Okay, there you go.
Unless maybe I had a daughter. Yes, maybe a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We women do shave under our arms. But I had my husband shave under his arms. because hair is so gross.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so that's two people thank I know you. Who do it.
By the way, what's the listener's
Elaine.
Name? Elaine, I kind of agree with you. I feel as though, like, cancer in society and all this stuff has got to be from this nonstop chemicals that we're putting on ourselves, and especially with deodorant. Now, the regular deodorant is just a scent, and that doesn't work to me. It's the one with the antiperspirant. Most deodorants have the antiperspirant in it, and there's it's called aluminum something that's in it that stops sweat. It can't be good for you. It's a chemical, but then what are you supposed to do? Don't use deodorant, and then I smell.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose.
I will tell you what you do. There are two things you can do. Well, there are some deodorants that are non-toxic that you can find. Two things you can do. Spray alcohol underneath your arm.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Or a lemon juice, and let it dry.
But does it make you, is it just covering up the smell at that point? Because it's not going to stop you from sweating.
Yes. No, but you want to sweat. When we cover up, oh, my God, you don't have a podcast long enough for this. But
we do. We have time.
Put it this way. My family was poisoned by toxic mold. So when you become very knowledgeable. You start researching everything that causes issues. Mm-hmm. Anything with a scent is actually a neurotoxin. But you start researching things that you're trying to get rid of so your body can handle your exposure a little bit better. Not that you're not supposed to be in it, but I'm saying when you're bombarded by all these chemicals and everything else, then it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have a teenage son that fought me all the time over using deodorant. And I did find one, I think at Target, I can't even think what it's called now, but it has activated charcoal, coconut charcoal.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, that is okay. Certain brands, but I don't, because when you clog, you want to sweat. When you clog up those pores, your body cannot detox, the stuff that you're taking in by air, by mouth. It can't. And that's the only way. Your skin is your largest organ.
Yeah, thank you, Elaine. I know people are like, oh, so hippie. I don't care. I use the natural ones.
Ew.
And after a while, I'll tell you, after a while, they don't work as well. So then you got to switch it up to another one. And then for a while, I also considered using the crystals, you know? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Okay. They're just like crystals that you can use that apparently can help get rid of the scent and stuff like that too. But I don't know.
The thing is, first of all, I didn't know you used natural deodorant.
Yes.
But if I did that, I would smell. I would, and especially the deodorant without the antiperspirant, which is the active ingredient, that aluminum, whatever the active. That's the only thing that works, in my opinion, because the deodorant, what that's just doing is just trying to fight the smell with itself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, why even bother at that point?